Lady O'Callaghan. If you want me, will you ring? I think I hear Sir John.
A door closed.
This pain's very bad, said O'Callaghan, clearly. The two women exchanged glances. Lady O'Callaghan drew up a chair to the bed and sat down. It won't be for long, Derek, she said quietly. It's your appendix, you know.
Ah.
Ruth had begun to whisper. What's Ruth say?
Never mind me, Derry boy. It's just silly old Ruthie.
He muttered something, shut his eyes, and seemed to fall asleep.
Cicely, darling, I know you laugh at my ideas, but listen. As soon as I heard about Derry, I went and saw Harold Sage. He's the brilliant young chemist I told you about. I explained exactly what was the matter, and he gave me something that he says will relieve the pain at once and can do no harm at all. It's an invention of his own. In a few months, all the hospitals will use it.
She began a search in her handbag. Suggest it to Sir John, if you like, Ruth. Of course, nothing can be done without his knowledge.
Doctors are so bigoted. I know, my dear, the things Harold has told me.
You seem to be very friendly with this young man.
He interests me enormously, Cicely.
Really? The nurse came back. Sir John would like to see you for a moment, Lady O'Callaghan.
Thank you, I'll come.
Left alone with her brother, Ruth dabbed at his hand. He opened his eyes.
Oh, God, Ruth, he said. I'm in such pain.
Just hold on for one moment, Derry. I'll make it better.
She had found the little package. There was a tumbler of water by the bedside. In a few minutes, Phillips came back with the nurse.
Sir John is going to make an examination, said Nurse Graham quietly to Ruth.
If you wouldn't mind joining Lady O'Callaghan for a moment.
I shan't keep you long, said Phillips, and opened the door. Ruth, with a distracted and guilty look at her brother, gathered herself up and blundered out of the room. O'Callaghan had relapsed into unconsciousness. Nurse Graham uncovered the abdomen, and Phillips, with his long, inquisitive fingers, pressed it there, and there, and there. His eyes were closed, and his brain seemed to be in his hands.
That will do, he said suddenly. It looks like peritonitis. He's in a bad way. I've warned them we may need the theatre.
The nurse covered the patient and, in answer to a nod from Phillips, fetched the two women. As soon as they came in, Phillips turned to Lady O'Callaghan, but did not look at her.
The operation should be performed immediately, he said. Will you allow me to try to get hold of Somerset Black?
But you, Sir John, won't you do it yourself?
Phillips walked over to the window and stared out.
You wish me to operate?
He said at last.
Of course I do. I know that sometimes surgeons dislike operating on their friends, but unless you feel... I do hope... I beg you to do it.
Very well.
He returned to the patient. Nurse, he said, tell them to get Dr. Toms. He's in the hospital, and has been warned that an operation may be necessary. Ring up Dr. Gray and arrange for the anaesthetic.
I'll speak to him myself.
Tell the theatre sister I'll operate as soon as they are ready. Now, Lady O'Callaghan, if you don't mind leaving the patient, nurse will show you where you can wait.
The nurse opened the door, and the others moved away from the bed. At the threshold, they were arrested by a kind of stifled cry. They turned and looked back to the bed. Derek O'Callaghan had opened his eyes and was staring, as if hypnotized, at Phillips.
Don't, he said. Don't. Let.
His lips moved convulsively. A curious whining sound came from them. For a moment or two he struggled for speech, and then suddenly his head fell back.
Come along, Lady O'Callaghan, said the nurse gently. He doesn't know what he is saying, you know.
In the anteroom of the theatre, two nurses and a sister prepared for the operation.
Now, you mustn't forget, said Sister Marigold, who was also the matron of the hospital, that Sir John likes his instruments left on the tray. He does not like them handed to him.
She covered a tray of instruments, and Jane Harden carried it into the theatre.
It's a big responsibility, said the sister chattily, for a surgeon.